Congressman Garrett Graves joins us now. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you? Doing great.
I'm doing well as well. I wanted to talk about two things in particular this morning. The first of which is a pretty big announcement from your office earlier this week, $11.25 million coming to town.
There is, yes. So, Brian, as you know, the whole flood protection status of the Capital Region and really South Louisiana and many other parts of the state is not anywhere near where it needs to be. So we've really worked to try and prioritize getting new flood protection funding. There was an announcement as part of a $300 million allocation we were able to secure through FEMA that East Baton Rouge Parish will be receiving a total of about $15 million to develop a new stormwater protection plan. So basically, what are we going to do with all this water when it rains? It's 75% federal cost, so over $11 million is funded by FEMA, and there's some other federal funds and non-federal funds that we're putting up to get to a total of $15 million.
So the $15 million all federal dollars coming to town, does that match with anything in our local coffers that are going to ramp things up?
Well, so this what this is designed to do, normally there's a 25% non-federal cost share, but they've basically figured out a way to make it all federal funds. So
okay.
So what they're going to do is they're going to come up with a comprehensive plan on how we're going to manage and handle stormwater. I mean, look, we even have some of our major roads that flood when it rains. So then coming behind that, we've got the COMI project that you're aware of.
Yes.
We have this project called Baton Rouge Area Flood Control that's going to spend $255 million on Ward Creek, Jones Creek, Beaver Bayou, Blackwater Bayou, and Bayou Fountain, helping to improve flood protection in Baton Rouge. And then we're going to have an additional $1.2 billion in funds from the Department of Housing and Urban Development that we'll be able to spend on prospective flood projects. So what this is going to do is it's going to help to identify additional flood projects that are needed that we can then try and tap some of that $1.2 billion just to make sure that this place is safe. And, Brian, keep in mind, our homes are usually the most expensive thing that we own. It's not like you can pick it up and move it. And so whenever these floods come, we've got to make sure that we're managing the water. We're seeing changes in water as we've set records on the Mississippi River in just recent days. We've got to make sure that these assets, these valuable assets that many folks have, are protected and safe.
So in putting together a master plan, how much feedback is going to be taken in from us, from the populace?
Well, look, the city parish is going to be leading this effort, but certainly that's something that's really important. In some cases, I think that it's incumbent or really important for citizens just, hey, are you aware that this street flood every time it rains, even when we don't have big rain? So I think it is really important for the public to participate in this. I do anticipate that the city, the parish, will be hosting public meetings to get feedback and get input on where there are flooding problems that need to be addressed. But look, it should be really good news, and that we're going to be spending record funds in this region. Like, I think it's going to be well over $1 billion in new flood protection projects in this region. And, you know, keeping in mind that we have got to keep our families safe, and we've got to keep our homes and businesses safe, this should be a big step in the right direction. But I do think that the plan improves with more public participation.
Congressman Garrett Graves is our guest, and this is a tough question to ask, or probably a tough question to answer, but are we able to ever will we ever see return on investment from these dollars being spent? And here's why I ask, is no matter what we do, like anything that avoids a flood, we'll never know like how close we were to flooding, right?
Brian, it's a great question. It's something that we've been pushing the state on really hard, because we've worked to secure a total of nearly $3 billion, one of the largest amounts in state history for new flood protection investments. And the last thing, and I've had this conversation directly with the governor, the last thing in the world we need to do is do like the highway department has done for years in some cases and made political decisions versus decisions that actually had merit. And
right.
So we have pushed them to make sure that a cost-to-benefit analysis is conducted conducted for every project that is funded to actually allow that to be one of the guiding principles to determine which projects are going to get funding. And so in some of the federal programs where we've secured funds, that is required, like, for example, COMEET projects already been through that. Baton Rouge Area Flood Control, $255 million already been through that. But some of these prospective projects have not necessarily had the cost-to-benefit analysis done yet. And so we've pushed the state really hard to make sure that that is done for every single project. There's all sorts of studies and metrics out there that show that you get anywhere from $3 in cost savings to over $11 in cost savings for every $1 you invest in the right types of projects. So look, you know, all it does is all you need to do is go back and look at our August 2016 flood to recognize the amount of loss you can have, billions and billions of dollars through just one flood event. Right. And so if we can make the right investments and manage water properly, get it into the rivers and bayous and into the lakes and out of our homes, businesses, and streets, then even one flood event, potentially you've paid for your cost of investments in these flood protection projects. But so we've got to make sure we choose the right ones.
We will be able to show empirical data that shows what affects the largest group of people at a time.
Most of the programs that we've secured these funds through actually require it. In other cases, we've asked the state to make sure that they perform those analysis. And so you may have seen that the state's conducting this watershed initiative now. And so that's one of the processes that they're going through. And they've had public meetings that we've attended. That's one of the processes they're going through to help to evaluate these projects and identify which projects are going to get the best return on investment. But, you know, let me be clear. I think that any of these things are susceptible to political manipulation. We're going to be watching closely. I didn't secure funds to go out there and have people get political wins. We secured funds to make sure that homes and businesses and families are protected.
Congressman Garrett Graves is our guest. Got about 2.5 minutes left, Congressman, and I want to shift gears a little bit to talk about what's going to be going on June 2nd with the Morganza Spillway opening. Can you tell us what your office is doing in advance of that? I mean, does it affect your office?
Sure, it absolutely does. As a matter of fact, I was in Morganza yesterday up in Pointe Coupee Parish, meeting with local officials, Corps of Engineers, a lot of people that live in that floodway, the farmers and others. This is a really big deal. You know, Brian, bottom line is that we've set a record in terms of the duration of high water on the Mississippi River. We set a record in terms of opening the Bonnecarry Spillway four times in 4 years, whenever the historical average is once every 10 years. And we're setting a record in that this is the third opening of the Morganza Spillway, but the second time in this decade, which has never even kind of happened before. So there's backwater flooding that occurs when you do this. So we've worked with the Corps of Engineers, the state CPRA, levee districts, parishes, and others to get this Bayou Chain structure moving, which is going to help prevent some of the backwater flooding. When I was working for the state in 2011, we did this, and it did provide significant flood protection. So we're doing that and just working other FEMA disaster declarations and making sure ultimately that we get as much flood protection in place, sandbags and others, before the flood actually comes.
And I assume there's a lot of contact with the people in Assumption, St. Martin, and St. Mary parishes along the way about that backwater flooding. Outlets for them to get in touch with y'all, I should say.
Absolutely. Terrebonne, St. Martin, St. Mary, all the affected, Iberville, all the affected parishes from backwater flooding. In fact, we're having a public meeting. We're meeting with a number of constituents in Pierre Part and Assumption Parish this week to talk to them about it a little bit. But we've been in constant contact with local officials in Assumption, Iberville, Terrebonne parishes, and others.
Congressman Garrett Graves, I thank you for the time this morning, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Take care.